Neal, the host of the Good News Podcast. This is your source for good news, fun stories, and sonic joy. All of this goodness is coming to you from beautiful Chicago, Illinois.
For today's episode of the Good News Podcast, we are headed to the world's largest heart health conference to get some good news for all those people who like to sleep in a little bit on the weekends. It might be good for your ticker. Sleep is awesome. When you get good sleep, everything just is and feels better. And more research is solidifying the fact that high quality, consistent sleep is super important for your long-term health, particularly heart health. And consistency really is key. A good bedtime with good sleep hygiene, all of that is super important. However, I've got some very good news. If you, like me, want to shut off the alarm on the weekends and maybe get a little extra Z's in on Saturday and Sunday if you can. New research has targeted about 90 minutes of extra sleep on the weekends is the sweet spot for lowering high blood pressure. In a study of 40,000 adults over 7 years, folks who slept in about 90 minutes extra, that catch-up sleep on the weekends, had a 9% lower likelihood of high blood pressure. And just in general, sleeping in a bit on the weekends seemed to connect to a 6% reduction in hypertension. I think for a while now, I've understood kind of generally that there's a connection between good sleep and heart health, but I didn't totally get it. But the reasoning is, if you don't sleep long enough or well enough at night, your heart and blood vessels don't get enough time to relax, and that means they're working harder over the long term. Huge caveats across the board. I, of course, am not a medical expert. I'm not even a medical novice. And it seems like more than 4 hours of extra weekend sleep actually tips over into the more harm than good part of the spectrum. But these new findings from this study do potentially shift the narrative on sleep a little bit. It's still super important to keep a sleep schedule, but you shouldn't feel guilty or lazy for sleeping in on the weekends. That is the good news I have for you today. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks for listening. If you've got good news or an idea for the show, amazing. Send an email to hello@thegoodnewspodcast.fm. While you're at it, follow us on Twitter @thegoodnewspod. If you love the show, think about supporting our Patreon or reviewing us wherever you're getting this podcast from. Both are great. The music you hear on the show is from Poddington Bear. Have a great day.